This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India and Israel have reiterated zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Both the countries have reaffirmed their commitment to fight this menace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over phone and discussed ways to further strengthen India-Israel strategic partnership. The two leaders also exchanged New Year greetings and wished the people of both the countries peace and prosperity. The real gross domestic product, GDP, has been estimated to grow by 7.4% in 2025-26 against a growth rate of 6.5% during the last fiscal year. As per the first advance estimates of GDP for the current financial year, the real GDP is estimated to attain a level of over 201 lakh crore rupees in the current financial year against the provisional estimates of GDP for 2024-25 of over 187 lakh crore rupees. The Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation said the buoyant growth in services sector has been found to be a major driver in the estimated real growth. The manufacturing and construction in the secondary sector has been estimated to achieve a growth rate of 7%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country's reform express continues to gain momentum. Responding to the GDP numbers, Mr. Modi said that this is powered by the NDA government's comprehensive investment push and demand-led policies. He said the government is working to realize the dream of prosperous India, be it infrastructure, manufacturing incentives, digital public goods, or ease of doing business. Centre has issued the notification for the Phase 1 of Census of India 2027. House listing operations will be conducted between the 1st of April and 30th of September this year across all states and union territories during a 30-day period specified by each state or UT. The notification issued by the Home Ministry stated that the provision for self-enumeration will be available for a period of 15 days prior to the commencement of house-to-house house listing as per the schedule notified by each state or UT. In Tamil Nadu, Patali Makkal Katchi, PMK joined the state's National Democratic Alliance, NDA, ahead of the Tamil Nadu elections. AIADMK General Secretary Edappally Palaniswamy announced the inclusion of PMK in NDA at a press briefing in Chennai alongside PMK Chief Anbumani Ramadas. AIADMK General Secretary said that they are already in an alliance with the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, and expressed the possibility of including more parties in their bloc. Moreover, PMK President Anbumani Ramadas alleged that people in Tamil Nadu are very angry with the ruling party DMK, and so the AIADMK-led alliance will form the government with a thumping majority. BJP National President JP Nadda will be on a two-day visit to West Bengal today and tomorrow as the party intensifies its preparations for the 2026 Assembly elections. During his visit, Nadda will hold a core committee meeting of the party's West Bengal unit and interact with several district-level party leaders. He will also meet members of the BJP doctor's cell. Several organizational meetings are scheduled today, during which he will take ground-level feedback from BJP workers and review preparations for the upcoming elections. Tomorrow, Nadda will attend official meetings related to his union ministry. According to sources, BJP National Working President Nitin Naban is also expected to visit West Bengal soon. The U.S. military seized the Russian-flagged oil tanker Marinera linked to Venezuelan oil in the North Atlantic. The vessel, previously named Bella 1, was intercepted for an alleged violation of U.S. sanctions in the international waters of the northwest of Scotland. On the other hand, the Russian Transport Ministry said that no state has the right to use force against vessels properly registered in other countries' jurisdictions. Indian men's and women's squads of the upcoming SAF Futsal Championship 2026 arrived in Bangkok. The tournament is set to begin in Nonthaburi, Thailand next week. Futsal Tigers and Tigresses, each with 14 players, held a month-long training camp together in Bengaluru before travelling to Thailand for the first-ever SAF Futsal tournaments. And that is the end of this news bulletin.